prevent their latest eruption of violence from escalating into a full-blown region-wide war. Stocks finishing mixed today. The Dow was up 211 points. The NASDAQ lost 319. And the S&P 500 dropped 43 points. This is SRN News.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
All right, we've been tuned in to the mayor's press conference, given that the big story this week was the Atlanta highway shooting, the story on the victim, and the city council meeting on Tuesday night where people got to vent. What have we heard? Anything? You guys have been monitoring this thing. I understand that he was asked why the chief resigned and said you'd have to ask the chief.
Yeah, and then a follow-up question after that finally got out of him. It was over the issue of sexual harassment.
Oh, he did finally get to that.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea of, well, ask him, he sent the letter to you.
Right.
It must have been in there somewhere.
And then he was just asked, are you related to Chief Albert? And he said, well, God has blessed me in many ways, but not being tall. And if you look at anybody in my family, none of us are over 6'1", and I didn't know the man until I saw his resume.
I thought his...
Yeah. That's what I always... That was a rumor mill. Yeah.
All right, I have a question for you, Mr. Bader.
Oh.
Received this notice from the Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
And I want to know what's going on with this. We got our real property value notice.
Right.
You've seen the place. Take a look at the number on that, and you tell me what's going on.
Well.
They want to tax. I don't believe that the house would sell at that price.
It would not.
So why am I being assessed at that price?
Well, apparently a lot of people got those. My mother was one of them. And you can call down there and ask for a reassessment. But at that time, when she called a couple weeks ago, they were so busy you couldn't get through. Because I guess lots of people have gotten those notices. Well, if you remember, your property taxes went up as well. So this is a way we can double wham you and not much you can do about it.
Nothing? This is outrageous.
100%.
They are fleecing people who've been responsible citizens.
Here's what happens. When you scream it's outrageous, they'll look you in the eye and go, well, you voted for it.
I did not.
I agree. And it's hard to accept that people did vote for it.
Yeah.
But they're very proud of that.
Do you really believe that people went to the polls and voted to have their taxes raised?
Not in the sense of how you say it. I think they were duped. And they're going to get duped again, and they're going to get duped again. Have you seen any progress from public schools here in Montgomery?
No, zero. We change superintendents every couple of 3 years.
Got truancy problems like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, and that is something that's enforceable. Attendance at school.
Used to be with us.
Yeah. Hell yeah. One day. Not a week.
Right.
Not a month.
They had
one
a truancy
day.
Officer. He would wanted, come. He would come and see you.
Yeah, they wanted to know where you were and why you weren't in school. If there was no call from a parent offering some type of medical reason.
And you're talking about, you know, these public schools, how good they're doing. And that's why I had to raise taxes, property taxes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go back and forth because I know there are a lot of good people who mean well working in public education. But I have heard it said that public schools for children are, in fact, public schools are prisons for children. And they're the only place in life that most people experience violence. And yet you're forced to be there. Now, I know people don't want to take that view of public school, but think it through. It's not that far-fetched.
I went to pretty rough public schools.
Right.
And that's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy that we accept it.
Well, the whole thing, the whole premise of it is kind of crazy because you send them there expecting to get an education. But at this point, they've become glorified babysitters. Right. And I remember in our class, I mean, there would be 31 of us in the class.
And
10 of them would want to be there.
Students openly menace teachers and administrative officials. Stuff we wouldn't dream of doing. So a lot of this starts, we heard the word culture. Every time I hear that, I cringe.
I know.
But we have a crime culture in this town. All right, we have Joel on the line at 4:05. Joel, good afternoon.
Hey, what I was going to say is, back in the 80s, I was on a county commission. I had one of my judges come to me and told me that board equalization had gone way up on him, and he didn't think it was fair. And he showed me, and I said, well, will you sell your property for that? And he said, are you crazy? He said, my property's worth about five times that amount. So I don't know who does the appraisal now, but back then, what is it? It's 10% of what your value's worth is what they tax you on. You got home.
I have no idea.
There's a percentage in there. I don't know what it is off the top of my head. But just looking at Greg's and knowing Greg's house. I'll sell it for you for that, Greg.
Greg needs to come up to Elmore County where this is God's country here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Joel, appreciate the call.
Thank you
so much. All right, for some reason the phone's ringing this afternoon, so we go to Adam next.
Hi. I'm driving home listening to the mayor, and I'm driving down Wearsbury, and that's part of Wearsbury where you got to drive like halfway in the turn lane.
Yep.
Because, you know, where they poured it all wrong around the pothole, the manhole covers.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm just hearing a bunch of excuses from him.
Yeah.
You would never hear like a football coach that just lost a game say like, well, man, I told the guys what to do. They didn't do it. I don't know what to tell you. I'd love it if he just own it. Like, man, we lost this one. I'm kind of disappointed that this is the way it turned out.
That would have been almost
taking some responsibility. That'd be a unique way.
Right. We're not going to do that.
Nope.
Right, because I would consider crime to be, back to the football analogy, like the big game. If we're losing the big game. It doesn't matter how many Rhodes Scholars or whatever you're producing, or people are getting shot.
Right.
Anyway, that was all I had.
Appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you,
Adam.
272-9228, and we have Bubba.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, bro?
Hey, I was just listening. Hey, doing good. Always enjoy hearing Greg and Joe and my buddy Eddie. But, hearing y'all talk about the Montgomery Public School Systems and everything else going on in this city, as a parent who's actually been in the Montgomery Public School System with my kids, of course, we're out of it now. But I'll never forget the day I unenrolled my one son a year and a half ago from Montgomery Public School before we moved. And I asked him, I said, how does it feel to be your last day in this particular school? And his exact words, never said it before, was, Dad, I feel like I just got out of prison.
Wow. Yep.
And he went to a school where kids actually got shot in the school.
Yep.
In the school, outside the school. But yet, he was protected and safe. But overall, I thought, wow, that you walked around this whole time feeling like I'm in a prison.
Well, on one hand, I can see why a team might be reluctant to say that because the prison being, I've got to study all this stuff and I got to do homework and they tell me everything I got to do, and I don't want to do it.
Right.
So they may be reluctant to say it, but I think in the context he's talking, there are prisoners that run prisons.
Yep, right.
There is a tiered culture, for lack of a better
term. And I would ask him, how did you avoid all the fights, all the nonsense that went on in the public school system? And of course, he said, with Dad, once I got through with one class, I went straight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hang out in the hallways, didn't hang out in the bathrooms. I went and took care of my business, went to my sports stuff, and then came home. But the fact that, there's a lot, if he's one who felt that way,
he's not the only one who felt that way.
No doubt.
Right? But they feel, but they feel trapped in that system because, for him, because us, he ended up having an option. But a lot of kids don't have no option.
Right.
Right. I, you know, what saddens me about this too is that, and thank you very much for
thank
a great
you,
call.
Have a good See you, brother.
Thanks, Bubba.
The there's no question to me on a career basis, on a life basis, high school is much more important to me than college was. You have, you know, it's a much more personal level of care, and in my time, when you were in school, you showed an interest in something, or you were not doing well at something. The teacher would help you if you just showed that you cared. And most of the things that helped me have a great career came out of high school. Writing.
Yeah.
I'm a journalist. I am a professional writer. I get paid.
Media.
Thanks. I forgot to play that card. Yeah, that's me.
Media.
Multimedia. TV, radio, print. Done it all. But most of the stuff I learned that helped me hone those skills was in high school. Really was.
That's when you started taking life just a little bit more seriously. And you paid a little bit more attention to adults.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like them, but I paid attention to them.
Didn't know crap about women, but
yeah.
I definitely honed some skills.
You know now? You understand women now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere along the way.
I was hoping somebody did.
No.
It's funny, when you wave the white flag, peace breaks out. Even if you're on the wrong side, nobody gets hurt.
Wow. This is true.
In fact, I'm going to learn you something about dames, Joey, right now.
Yeah? I'm listening.
Yeah.
See that website I have up there? Relax, refresh, renew. That's for AMS Studios in Prattville.
Yeah.
The day's going to come. I know you're trying.
No, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, trying.
Trying.
And it's coming. It's going to happen. In fact, many people find that special person when they stop looking.
Yep.
That's true. It's true. But you're going to want to, at some point, pamper her. You're going to want to treat her to the best in life. Use that money you work so hard to make to give her an experience.
Hmm.
AMS Studios in Prattville. It's that kind of a place. It walks in the environment in that wonderful building just outside the fringe of downtown Prattville. Old downtown Prattville. Embraces you when you walk in. You know you're going to walk out feeling better or looking better, or you're going to walk out with a plan to lose weight or body remodeling. They do so many different things there. Pamela and her team among the services, because it is a med spa, eyelash extensions, sugar waxing. Ashley is one of the masseuses there, and everybody that's had a massage from Ashley is memorable. At the very least, it's memorably great. Professional hair care, nails, weight loss with total body remodeling, and state-of-the-art technologies to help you do it. Ultrasound, cavitation, permanent makeup, a new state-of-the-art electrolysis system that's virtually pain-free. If it's the latest addition, I'm doing a thing called microneedling.
Mm.
They have a new version of that. And all that does is a technology that gets your body to reproduce more elastin. So it helps your skin look vibrant and fresh. And some of the deep wrinkles are just completely gone. I'm very happy about my cover photo on Facebook with Goose. It's only a couple of months old. Yeah.
Looks good.
You know I'm not 15 anymore, or 30, or even 45. But
I'm right there with you, brother.
I know this. If you're looking for that edge, and you don't want to do cosmetic procedures, surgeries, and things like that, this is where you'll find your answers. But with Mom's Day coming up, just get a gift certificate and let her choose from among all those services there are to try at AMS Studios. Online, it's ams-studios.com, or you can call 730-1268 to arrange a consultation. 730-1268 for AMS. Traffic and weather together.
Traffic
next.
Is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Busy all over the area this afternoon, and we've got a couple of accidents. First of all, a minor accident, South Court at East South Boulevard. Please use caution as they attend to that one. In Wetumpka on Highway 231 up in the city near Jasmine Hill Road. Got an accident there. Not seeing anything on the cams. Traffic's light to moderate in that area. Just watch out for those folks. They could possibly have moved that into a parking lot, but be cautious. Everywhere else, busy this afternoon. Buckle up and drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machine performing its best. Visit Thompson Tractor or check out their website, thompsontractor.com. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alan!
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Crap.
You gotta have something.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanna be with me.
Silly
sausage. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something.
Fight me.
If you wanna be with me.
To know, I have not hit the 10 yet. Been trying for a long time.
Definitely the mid to high nines there.
Thank you.
That was pretty good.
And those of you who message through Facebook or even have my cell number, you're welcome to send in your review. Right. I really want to get back into doing it every day.
I wish you would.
We used to, when Happy Hour, actually when it was the Greg Show. And I'm thinking of renaming this thing.
Yeah.
Like the...
Do a little rebranding?
Home for Stimulating Sexual Exploration or something that will, you know...
Put it over the top a little bit.
Yeah.
I got you.
Because that's me, over the top.
That's how you have to be in radio, though, right?
It's always been that way.
Have to be
It's always
top.
Been that way. I got an interesting thing from... there's a lot of nostalgia sites down in South Florida. And I turn up on those from time to time.
Figured as much.
So... let's see. There's a picture of me and Rickshaw. Too bad Joey's not here because he likes when I imitate this guy. Rickshaw is the guy that went, wow, 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 wow. You know, an old school jock.
Yeah.
9'6" from Paul Brown. I accept, Paul. Thank you. Anyway, it's a picture of the two of us. We worked together for 10 years. I saved his career. basically, because that made him relevant to another generation of people.
Okay.
He was there in the late 50s, early 60s, Beatlemania. He met the Beatles when they came to Miami.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They had great stories to tell.
I bet he did.
So I went to 22 comments. That's twice as many as earlier. So somebody says, oh, this was great. Back in late 70s, early 80s, the best and the world's best DJs on the road here in South Florida. Flashback, South Florida memories and memorabilia. And then he goes on to say that Greg Budell, he was so entertaining and crazy in the morning. Okay. I remember that they interviewed him on TV. He had a Corvette and he was standing next to the fence by a major airport watching the jets land and take off. Now, that, I know what he's talking about here. That was on PM Magazine in 1981.
Okay. That's crazy, because I was just saying, that sounds like something you would see in a magazine, like a video, as if you're doing some kind of interview.
All right, and this guy, Jay Young, says, okay, what happened to Greg Budell? I remember he had problems showing up for work on time. And Rick played it up in the air, which is true. After a while, some people did get weary of that. Okay, so I did reply to the guy above. Rick Shaw was the greatest DJ. 12 p.m. he would play Goodnight, My Love. He did that to the day he retired.
That
was always his last song, yeah. Yeah. Let's see if there's anything new here. The one, the only, Greg Budell. What an honor. And, of course, he still loves us down here in South Florida, and we in South Florida wish him the very best. Maybe he'll come back to us. Best wishes. Because I'd said I'm fine. I'm starting my 20th year.
Right.
By the way, the party is a week from Wednesday, May 1st, at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We're going to celebrate the entire year. Here's another comment. Now, that's what I call a great radio station. Miss you guys. Rick, by the way, passed away in 2017. Mm. It's amazing what people remember, though. This guy, Jay, says, I won tickets to go see Neil Sedaka and an album from Waxing. Damn mailman put the album in the mailbox. Of course, it was then shaped like a horseshoe.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that. So anyway, it's kind of, what was that, Bill? Gave me a 9.834.
Ragtop gave you a 12.
Ragtop?
Ragtop.
Wow.
She wants me gone. She knows. She knows that if I ever get the 10, if I ever get the perfect score.
You're out?
What else is there to do? Mm. My career will be over. I have to keep striving to improve or something. I'm in kind of a laid-back mood this afternoon. How about you guys?
Very laid-back.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too. Although, I do need to mention that tomorrow is the Mass for Carolyn Woodling, also known as Mommy the Swami.
Okay.
There you go.
And since it's a Mass, it's going to follow traditional Catholic, there's no wake or anything.
Right.
But if I were had the opportunity, I would go before the people of the church and ask them to do that. Rock the heavens with the best.
That'd be awesome.
War Eagle you can give. And she just did such a great job playing Mama. I mean, there's a woman that started her radio career at 72.
Yeah. Yeah.
And played the character that I came up with just so perfectly. Because she was, mothers are intuitive. That's why the whole concept. They always know what you're up to. They know when you
are
up to no good. Yes.
Everything.
It's part of the gig.
Yep.
So we capitalized on that motherly intuition to get scores, but she really didn't know squat about football. Just wanted Auburn to win every game.
That's all that matters.
So it's, she passed away, I believe it was about a month ago. I was there, and I'm so glad that the Woodling family allowed me to be there because that all began with a story that goes back to when I was first here. I went through this surgery and all this trauma afterwards, getting hauled out of here on an ambulance and getting morphine. And I was told I needed to find a personal physician for follow-up care. And I didn't know who to go to. I was not even here a year yet. So I said, does anybody know of a good general practitioner that I can reach out to? Well, Swami was a fan. I had never met her or heard of her, But she called up and she said, I think you should see my son, which is what any good mother does.
Exactly.
Because her son's the best, and you know what? He damn well is. Dr. Dennis Woodling has been a godsend for my health. And I just developed a friendship with Carolyn. Mm-hmm. And since my own mother had passed away, and I think men need some type of a mother person in their life.
I agree with you 100%.
And she was one of the most bluntly honest people. That was another benefit to me. She would come to our... before I met Roz, she would come to our Baumhauer's nights, and she would notice which women might be...
I see.
...flirtatious.
Mm-hmm.
And she would tell me directly, no good. I don't like
I'm sure she'd have some reasons.
And once in a while, she'd say, so-and-so really likes you. I said, I don't have any indication. She says, take my word for it. I know what to look
motherly
for.
Love.
Yeah. But.
Looking out for you, man.
And because I do this for a living, the phone is not one of my favorite places to be.
Agreed.
When I'm not doing this. But every day, Monday through Friday, and then whatever time on weekends, I called her right after each one of my shows for a 10-minute chat. And for the longest part of that time, it was laughs. Then Tom, her husband, and who I'm very close to, the whole family. They're just a phenomenal group of people. Tom passed away right after Christmas in 2022. Or was it 21? I can't remember. And our conversations were more about staying, you know, up, trying to see the positive and so forth. But those two, she was 85 or 86 when she passed away. They were together in the course of their lives over 75 years.
Wow.
Because they knew each other as kids. So that's one of those marriages where, and then she had a nasty fall, and that's what ultimately, she damaged her shoulder in a way they couldn't fix. So it was terrible pain. And selfishly, you hate to lose that, but I swear to God, sorry, but every day at 9:05, I still reach for the phone. And then I remember. I'm sorry, I didn't expect to get emotional.
It's all right.
Let's get a traffic report in. I'll collect my marbles and we'll be right back. She'd be mad for me doing that too.
Well, if you're taking the ramp to 65 northbound at North Boulevard, we've got a motorcycle accident on that ramp. That is North Boulevard, the ramp to 65 north. Watch out for those folks there. Give them some space. Also got an accident on I-65 northbound. If you're coming into Montgomery, just as you pass the Hope Hall ramps and overpass, it's going to be up on your right. Watch out for those folks walking around. All lanes are open there, but you got a little bit of a slowdown of traffic. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Want to sell your car? McKinnon Toyota needs used vehicles and will make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right, let's take a call from Crawdad here at 434.
I just wanted to, that was a beautiful story.
Thank you.
I really, you made yourself at home here. So you have a large family out here, and
I feel that way.
That's why she was really some fantastic. Every time she would get on there, making predictions.
Yeah.
So I just had to tell you that, and
I'm going to play one of those. I think.
What is your favorite hamburger? At Baumhauer's.
The Victory Burger. Double Victory Burger, yes.
Right. Double Victory. Does it have extra bacon on it?
Yes.
Oh, now you see. There you go. That's a great. But do they have lactose or do they anything? Because Passover coming and maybe we could have lactose and some nice
No, there's no ethnic menu, so to speak. But when it comes to burgers, you can't beat the victory. Crudette, I got to run because we're tight for time here at 4:35, and I got to tell everybody about Clark's. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, a company I've been proudly representing for over a decade, and that is the greatest compliment that I could be paid, to have that type of tenure with a group of people that has shown me just how great a business can be. I found them quite by accident, almost like I found Swami. I took a phone call. There she was. And you have a 17-year friendship that in many ways will never end. With Clark's, I walked into my living room. Everything seemed normal. And then I realized the carpet was soaked. And for some reason, since we put water heaters in the attic here and not on the ground, so when they leak, So I for some reason, impulsively ran out the side door of the house, and there was a Clark's truck in the cul-de-sac. And the guy had just finished working for my neighbor, so I ran over and said, "Can you help me?" He came over, shut the water off so it wouldn't run. I heated water the next morning to wash my hair, and by the time I came back to do the afternoon show, I had a new water heater installed, and the problem was solved. But what really impressed me was just how great the customer service part of their job was. Yes, they're skilled at what they do. You certainly want that. But they're such fantastic people. When they're in your home, there's a comfort created that I really have a tough time describing, other than to say, take my word for it. Enough of you have told me the same thing. Their plumbers are talented, experienced, and amazing. From diagnosing an issue to making the repair, you've got the best in the business. And a Clark's Club membership serves you well because it'll really pay for itself. Unless your system is in really bad condition, it'll pay for itself on energy savings. $180 a year for two annual tune-ups in the before each seasonal weather change. You can't beat it. And then, if something does go wrong, it's a machine, things happen, you call 277-2125, and they're dispatching one of their talented professionals to address whatever the emergency is. That's Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, 277-2125, clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004. We are next going to 1819 News.
All right.
Hang on, I am doing a little maneuvering here. And Rich's forecast for the weekend ahead.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Alabama Senate has passed a bill that would bolster open record requests here in the state. The bill passed with a 29-0 vote and now heads over to the Alabama House. The new legislation would require the acknowledgement of a public records request within 10 days of it being submitted. Up until now, the copies of public records can be sought by a citizen, but a required deadline for a response from the government entity has never been established. This legislation brings the state up to speed with what is being done in other states regarding record requests. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having the people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The mayor of Montgomery names an acting police chief following the resignation of Daryl Albert on Thursday. Deputy Chief John Hall has been working as chief of investigations and will now step into the acting police chief role. The mayor has now released a statement following the announcement of Hall as acting police chief. Reed says that improving public safety is a priority for the city and that city leadership is committed to confronting violent crime with community-based solutions. The U.S. Customer and Product Safety Commission is recalling a certain brand of cranksets that are used for bicycles. The recall is due to faulty cranks that can cause an injury. The Full Speed Ahead Pro AGX crankset is sold individually as well as placed on Cannondale, Canyon, Marin, Harrow, Fuji, and Pinarello bicycles. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branko with Chappie's Deli.
One of the reasons Chappie's Deli has been around for over 32 years is Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes, it is, and we have the perfect faces for radio.
We sure do. And if you have a perfect face for radio, call Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's play a game of Who Am I? Listen very carefully to the clues. I was born in one country, but raised in another country. My father was born in yet another country. I was not his only child. He fathered several children with numerous women. I became very close to my mother, as my father showed no interest in me. My mother died at an early age from cancer. Although my father deserted me and my mother raised me, I later wrote a book idolizing my father, not my mother. Later in life, questions arose over my real name. My birth records were sketchy. No one was able to produce a legitimate, reliable birth certificate. I grew up practicing one faith, but then converted to Christianity, as it was widely accepted in my new country. I wrote a book about my struggles growing up. It was clear to those who read my memoirs that I had difficulties accepting that my father abandoned me as a child. I became active in local politics when I was in my 30s. Then, with help behind the scenes, I literally burst onto the world scene as a candidate for national office in my 40s. They said I had a golden tongue and I could talk anyone into anything. I had a virtually non-existent resume, little work history, and no experience in leading a single organization. Yet I was a powerful speaker, and citizens were drawn to me as though I were a magnet. I drew incredibly large crowds during my public appearances. This bolstered my ego. At first, my political campaign focused on my country's foreign policy. I was very critical of my country in the last war and seized every opportunity to bash my country. But what launched my rise to national prominence were my views on the country's economy. I called my campaign a people's campaign. I was the surprise candidate because I emerged from outside the traditional path of politics and I was able to gain widespread popular support. I knew that if I merely offered the people hope, together we could change our country and the world. So I started to make my speeches sound like they were on behalf of the downtrodden, the poor, the ignorant, to include persecuted minorities. My true views were not widely known, and I kept them unknown until after I became my nation's leader. I had to carefully guard reality, as anybody could have easily found out what I really believed if they had simply read my writings and examined those people that I associated with. I'm glad they didn't do it, because then I became the most powerful man in the world. And then the world learned the truth. Who am I? I am Adolf Hitler. If you were thinking of someone else, you should be afraid.
Assalamu alaikum.
And he's absolutely right. 4:45, we get a lot of requests for that. Some, you know, this is the thing. I know many of you listen on a regular basis and for extended periods of time, and some of the stuff you've heard 1,000 times, and I'm sorry about that, but there's always new people tuning in.
Plus, some of it's really good. I don't mind hearing it again, to be quite honest.
Yeah, no, some of those things. And then there are things amongst those keys. You hear the little girl that came to see her hero, Jay Scott, this morning?
I was going to ask you. I saw the picture on Facebook this morning.
She was so in awe. I think one day she'll be wearing one of the shrouds in the back of the room, greeting him in the morning.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
He could not get a word out of that little girl. She just got bashful and bashfuller as the morning. Then she came over to my side.
Okay.
With an experienced dad.
Mm-hmm.
And before you knew it, I had her hitting all my fart sound effect keys.
There you go. T.
It was fun. We were laughing. She was giggling, and she had such a great time.
And she had the time of her life in here.
Making noises on the radio, but she just could not. I mean, when you meet your hero, you're speechless, right?
Yes, it happened to me more than one time.
Yeah?
Yes.
Who was the most impressive person, or the person you felt most tongue-tied meeting?
Wow.
Because we do guests all the time, and I think we did a great interview with him.
Yeah.
Gene Kranz.
Really?
When he was with us upstairs. Yeah, Colonel Joe brought him by, and because their friendship goes back a long, long way. And I asked him, now this is the man that was played by Ed Harris in Apollo 13, and I asked him, I said, there's still people, and because we have not gone back in so long, who were born post-moon landing, who didn't go through the process like we all did, from the Mercury to Gemini to Apollo, the tragic fire, the hope that we would still go for the, you know, the goal of getting a man on the moon before the end of the decade.
Right.
And he said, he was not upset. I said, I'm asking not because I'm one of them, but they are out there. I'm sure you know that. He says, oh, yeah. And he said, what I tell people who bring this up is, are you willing to believe that 400,000 or more people could keep a secret?
Very good point.
Because that's how many people were ultimately involved in the actual moon landing. And I think one reason why we find it, or why their people are skeptical, is because the smartphone they have in their hand has more power and technology in it than the entire capsule did
right
at the time we went there.
And honestly, Greg, growing up, looking at the moon, just the sheer distance it is from the planet Earth, it was hard for me to accept that man could really go there. You know, it didn't take much doubt for people to go, hey, you know, that was a movie set. And you go, you know what? Maybe that was.
I did the eulogy at my Grandpa Helgeson's funeral. This is 30 years ago. Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Real salt of the earth type of person. Lived a very hardy, hard scrabble life, really. Never, but would never complain. Never complain. Very devout Christian. And when I worked at WLS, one of the advantages was I got to spend a lot of time with him, my dad, and sometimes the three amigos would go out during the day. But one time he and I were just out riding around, and we were out southwest of the city, well, far enough southwest to where it was a, you know, small town farmland area. And we were near Dixon, Illinois, where he was born. And we're coming down, I forget the highway it was, but he says, pull over here. So I pulled off onto the gravelly shoulder of the road, and we were right next to endless corn, as far as you could see on that side of the road. It was just nothing but corn. And he pointed to the cornfield, to a specific point in it, and he said, I was standing right there when I saw my first aeroplane in 1911.
Holy cow.
Now think about that. Because for years, nobody thought we'd fly either.
That's my thought. Imagine him in that cornfield.
There's still a group in America
that comes over
that believe that we fake flying, that we're not really flying. It's some kind of an illusion or something.
There's also a group of Americans that think birds are not real. So.
No. Oh, yeah. Everybody's got to belong to something, right? Everybody's believing something. And I brought this, I told this story at his service. And I said, think about the life he led with all the various adventures in it. He served in World War One, came back, worked Mississippi River boats. He worked on the railroad. He was a farmer. He had all kinds of experiences. And when we were little kids, we'd go to the playground and they would have what they called monkey bars. Mm-hmm. They were, mm-hmm. you just go, you yeah. know, one rung after the, you know, across the playground. He got up, I think he might have been in his 60s, he got up on that thing and walked it.
Wow.
Like it was nothing.
Wow.
He could have been one of those guys that worked on the Empire State Building, you yeah. know, just walked across the girder. Because I would never do that.
And also imagine the technology changes he saw from a boy to a grown man.
From that first aerial plane, as yes. he called it, to seeing men on the moon. That's, imagine processing all that in one lifetime. But every generation has that too. We've seen incredible advancements. You know, the things that were science fiction to me as a kid, because I can pick up this phone and right. I can have a face chat with somebody 5,000 miles away. I remember sending my first email and how amazing it was that I could, and it was a love letter, of course. I poured all of this emotion into this letter, clicked a button, and she had all of it. I didn't have to wait for the post office to deliver it or anything.
How'd that go?
Good.
Your deal.
Yeah. No, and so I've had those moments, too. I could take you to Anderson, Indiana. I was sitting right there at that desk when I sent my first emailio. To a desperate woman.
But, I mean, my closest thing is cell phone. When you go back to cell phone, it's something that's in our life all the time now. I would have never, if somebody told me, even as a teenager, hey, one day, everything, your world is this right here.
Right.
You're going to get your news, you're going to get it. You crazy kook, get out of here.
That's the, what was I going to say? Yeah, all of this stuff, and it since it happens over time, we just kind of see it and incorporate it into our lives without really appreciating how amazing this crap is.
Another thing, look at video. Like we could do, if we wanted to right now, we could do a live video.
Yeah.
And it could go across the world.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, again, 20 years ago, who would have thought that, hey, I could pick up this box or turn this button on and we can go live? I always thought that was only for television stations. It would take millionaires to ever be able
right.
to do that.
For all we did in 80s radio, and it was such a glorious time in our business. What if I had access to some of this stuff then? I was one of the first people in South Florida to have a cell phone.
Really?
Because the company there hired me as their spokesperson.
Well, heck yeah, you got to have a phone.
They gave me one of those old, brick-sized things.
Yeah, brick, baby.
And I remember I was talking about it. The company was Cellular One. I don't know what they are today. Man, and my partner said, you know what? Because I mentioned that if there's some kind of trouble, I can call 911 on this thing. And my partner says, heck, you could pistol whip him with that.
That's what it was. It was like a 5-pound brick.
Yes, yeah, it was.
It was.
But again, the feeling of being in your car, mm-hmm. dialing a familiar number, and having a conversation was really awesome.
How many times, and you are more mature than most of us, but we would call people just to tell them, yeah, I'm calling you from a car. Got
yeah.
my cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, and people were getting them, but it was still exciting to know, ooh, my buddy got a cell phone. Because that's what it was just really. And they were bag phones and those brick phones.
Right.
Just really starting off.
And one of the cool things about having a limo before the cell phone became common was that you had the phone in the
right.
car. Hey, before you head out, can we talk about what's going on with your real estate?
Let's talk about some real estate. As everybody's probably well aware, interest rates have gone up just a little bit.
Yeah.
But right now, it sounds crazy. But if you've got a great house or you've got a good house, a house that people want because there's not much inventory out there, they are going quickly with multiple offers. We just experienced that not too long ago with a recent listing we put that was outside of the city of Montgomery in Prattville. And we did an open house. It was very successful. Didn't expect that success because it was so far out in the country, but that's what people are wanting now. So again, if there's any kind of houses that you're thinking about looking at, or If you want to just talk to us about putting your house on the market, give us a call. My number is 334-322-0662. I've got two new properties coming on the market next week, both of them in Montgomery. And I can't wait to give you more information about that, Greg.
We're looking forward to it. And we still reach you with the same number?
That's right, 322-0662. Gets me all day long, twice on Sundays.
All right, we're going to do something a little bit different next hour. By the way, let's text Jacqueline, see if she's going to...
Jay Quellen.
Okay. She's going to come by. One of our listeners sent me a song he wrote.
Oh.
A gentleman named Jerry Thomas.
Cool.
Jerry, we got it. I'm going to find time to play that in the next hour coming up. Quick reminder, and thank you, man.
That's a
long time on the radio on Friday.
I enjoy it. I get to hang out with Joey, and then I get to hang out with you guys. It's fun.
Pat.
Two things. I was calling to tell you a Lyndon Johnson story on cell phones, but it was also a real bad rack from the Southern Boulevard right in front of Honey Baked Ham.
Oh, wow.
Three cars decided to swap paint, but... Yeah, there's the story used to go around, though, that Lyndon Johnson, when he was back in the Senate, was head of the Senate, he got a car phone in his limo, and so he called his compatriot over in the House to brag that he was calling him on his car phone, and the guy from the House said, "Hang on a second, Lyndon, I got to put you on hold. My other phone is ringing."
Perfect.
You know,
perfect comeback.
They've been playing that kind of, you know, crap with each other for years.
It's amazing.
So,
good story.
Y'all have a blessed day, sir.
You too. Thanks. I like those little anecdotal stories. 456. Guys, two things affect us as we mature. Rectal dysfunction and low testosterone are the two main culprits. There's certainly nothing. We're talking about them on the radio now. So it's nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about because they're very, very common. And it's not something to wait to get fixed out of some kind of unhealthy male pride. Guys hate going to the doctor, I get that, but Montgomery Men's Health is not that kind of a place. When you're there, they take care of you immediately. Just be on time. And there are certain realities that we have to look at these days. Pills often quit working. Guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, there have been studies that show that men will become more irritable or argumentative to deliberately avoid failing at intimacy. No motivation, lack of energy, these are symptoms. Always tired, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive. Maybe you just feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. Did you know as you age? A testosterone and PSA check for prostate health are recommended as part of your annual men's health routine. Here's the deal. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. You get the test, you get the result, and you get a plan, a medical plan to fix it if the numbers aren't where they're supposed to be. You can regain what you think you may have lost forever. Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that truly change lives, and you can get back that higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, even improve sleep. Lose weight, a faster metabolism, even an increase in libido. And book the same day you call. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online for more information to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. We have traffic and the Wall Street Business Report.
Well, we have busy traffic in a couple of spots. I-85 northbound from Taylor on out to Chantilly. We're a bit busy on I-65 northbound. Had a minor accident earlier right past the Hope Hall exit. As you're heading into Montgomery, it's off on the right side of the road. Just be mindful of it. Day Street over behind the gates at Maxwell. Very busy along that stretch up to Highway 31 into Prattville. Pratt-Mill, Millbrook, Wetumpka reporting busy, but no major problems anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon. Larry Leibow has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs for the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Che.
With the Wall Street Business.